On the line is Adam Levine, who is a Discovery Health Medical Scheme member who was concerned about the prospect of the medical scheme becoming politicized. And I have asked Adam to weigh in today because the Discovery Health Medical Scheme has just announced its trustee electors, I don't think that's English, has just announced the election of who its three trustees are. And they are Ms. Joan Adams, SC, Mr. David Charles King, and Dr. Max Price. Adam, thanks so much for chatting with me on the Home Run. This has been an issue that we have been following. And when that AGM was held, we did urge listeners to cast their vote. Are you satisfied that the result reflects a result that is okay, or at least doesn't choose people who we were concerned were going to be proactively anti-Israel?
In a word, yes, I am happy with the result.
Well, in a word, that's great. That's two words.
What to tell you why.
Yes. Okay. So that would be the follow-up question. Why?
Okay. So, Joan Adams, she was actually already a trustee. She was standing for re-election. She's eminently qualified. She's got over 6 years of experience on as a trustee of medical scheme. She's a senior counsel, and she's very well suited. And in addition, she gives continuity, having been a trustee already, or rather an existing trustee. David King, also experienced as a trustee, although wasn't currently a trustee, but he had previously been a trustee. Wealth of experience in healthcare funding, as well as in business and actuarial science. So he, I feel, is also eminently qualified. And then Max Price, who brings a wealth of medical knowledge, as in finally,
I mean, that was the big concern, particularly politics that would be supportive of BDS and anti-Israel. We did ask the community to respond. Do you have any idea what the response was from the community and whether or not that helped play a role in the election of these people as the three trustees?
Well, I should point out that I didn't really, my approach to it wasn't that BDS or not BDS. It's my approach was no politics at all. So, you know, if you're pro-Russia or pro-Ukraine or whatever, you don't belong in the medical scheme governance if you're going to bring that into play. The response, which came from many quarters, I had, I think it was close to about 1,500 proxies. So I could exercise votes on behalf of about 1,500 members. There were other people also that had a number of proxies. I don't know what the actual voting results were, sort of as the numbers. But it went well. Most people that had selected two other people as candidates to vote for. So of the three that were elected, most had selected one of them as a preferred candidate. I'm not going to give any names.
What is the role, the actual role of a trustee within Discovery Health Medical Scheme? I mean, why should members care about who gets elected?
So in a scheme like Discovery Health Medical Scheme, it's got an external administrator, which is Discovery Health Pty Limited. So the medical scheme is itself its own legal entity. You could say it's owned by its members. And then it's administered by a profit-making company. The medical scheme isn't profit-making. The issue with the governance is that they are there as the trustees to look out for the best interests of the members. And in my view, bringing any sort of politics into their decision-making is not in the best interest of the members. If it's going to cloud their decision-making, it cannot be in the best interest of the members. They have to make decisions and take into consideration only the factors that are relevant to the medical scheme.
Adam Levine, a Discovery Health Medical Scheme member who was concerned about the prospect of the medical scheme becoming politicized. Good news, it seems like it hasn't. Good news for all the scheme's members. It seems as if three people have been elected who will represent the scheme and the interests of members. Adam, thanks so much for weighing in on the Home Run.